Good evening, everybody. Just a quick reminder for those who are here tomorrow. We're going to have a very special opportunity to have chizuk and get together. Tomorrow we're having a program at 7:15 in the shul, which is going to be in participation with all the other community shuls as well. But the featured speaker will be Rav Rami Brachyahu, who is the Rav of Talmon, who will be coming in this evening and speaking for us tomorrow. He's just coming in special to be mechazik. So if all can come and join and make it even more meaningful, it would be extra special. So last we began to talk about the guidelines of a kohen being enlisted into the army. So one of the questions that came up after Myriv was, what happens actually if a kohen goes ahead, enlists into the army, and then in the end, he ends up, unfortunately, you have soldiers who have to kill people sometimes. That's what happens in war. That's what happens when a person's a soldier. So what's the halacha if a kohen actually has to kill someone? Is he allowed to continue on duchen after he returns back from the army? So this is a very important question. Now, why is it an important question? Because the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that kol kohen shehareges hanefesh, if you have a kohen who has murdered someone, and the Gemara doesn't really give the guidelines of what that's supposed to mean, but the simple meaning is hareges hanefesh, he kills someone, lo yisa es kapav, he is not allowed to duchen. Why? Because the pasuk says yedechem damim maleyu, your hands are full of blood because you murdered someone, and you can't go ahead and use those same hands to now offer a bracha to the Jewish people. Now, the Achronim already discussed, the Torah Tamima and others, why should we assume that the bracha comes through his hands? It comes through his mouth. If the kohen talks Lashon Hara, if he's a moser and he does something bad with his mouth, so you say, okay, he can't give a bracha. But a kohen who murders with his own hands, why should we assume that that's connected to the bracha when he gives the Berachas Kohanim? Whatever it is, that's the way we assume. Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh is not allowed to duchen. The Rambam has an interesting comment, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well, that even if he was horeg b'shogeg, even if the person mistakenly kills someone, he's also not allowed to duchen later on because his hands are considered murderous hands, and therefore he is not allowed to use those same hands to offer a bracha later on. Now the problem with that is, in Yaakov asks a kashya in the end of Maseches Brachos, he says, well, the whole makar of the Gemara to say that you're not allowed to duchen if you're being horeges hanefesh is because it says, yedechem damim aleihu. For those who know Tanakh, unfortunately I do not, but I looked it up today, where is that pasuk, yedechem damim aleihu? That's a pasuk when Zechariah was actually being killed. Zechariah Hanavi was killed by Yoash Melech Yehuda. So over there it says, yedechem damim aleihu. Your hands are full of blood because he just killed Zechariah Hanavi. So over there we're talking about killing B'mezid. They intentionally wanted to kill Zechariah. It's not that it happened by mistake. So how could the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch assume that when the Gemara says, Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh Lo Yisa Es Kapav, it means even if he kills B'shogeg, the whole Gemara's Mukar seems to imply only Mezid. But be it as it may, the Shulchan Aruch assumes that way. Rabbi Avad Yosef has a beautiful tshuva in the Yechaveh Das, as all of his tshuvas in the Yechaveh Das are beautiful, but in the Chelak Hei he has a tshuva about a Kohen who unfortunately, by mistake, killed somebody in a car accident. So this Kohen came to Rabbi Avad Yosef and he presented his question, should I be allowed to duchen later on, or do you assume no? Perhaps when the Gemara says yedechem damim aleihu, it just means only if I actively do an act of murder with my hands, and I'm using those same hands to give the bracha. But when I drive a car, perhaps it's not the same thing. An interesting question. So Rabbi Avad Yosef splits his tshuva into two. Number one, he says, if the person was a reckless and irresponsible driver, he was driving above the speed limit, he wasn't following the traffic, the regular traffic laws that most of us obey, then he says, that's not called a shogeg, that's called a mezid. And even if he wasn't expecting someone to jump out, even, whatever, but if you were doing something that was irresponsible, you were doing something that was reckless, Rabbi Avad Yosef says you are considered a mezid and you would not be allowed to duchen. However, he says, what happens if a person is driving normally, a person is doing what he's supposed to be doing, and then, let's say, Rahman al-Islam, a young child runs out into the street, there's a ball in the street and a kid goes running after it, or whatever it is, some unfortunate circumstance like that, am I also considered a shogeg in a case like that? Well then, says Rabbi Avad Yosef, not so simple. Why? Because he says in a case like that, perhaps we should consider it a ones. That's not a shogeg. There's three levels. There's mezid, when I intentionally do something. There's shogeg, when I am unintentional. And there's ones, where I had no idea that anything was even happening. So if a child runs into the street, and it was totally unbeknownst to the driver, was something that he wasn't expecting at all, then Rabbi Avad Yosef says, perhaps that's considered an ones. And we should say that an onus like that is something that might not be included in this category of a kohen not being allowed to duchen. So he says, he quotes that the Elyarabah and the Primigadim have machlokas, What happens if someone kills Ba'onesh? Should we assume that he's also included in this halacha or not? Rabbi Avadia Yosef himself comes to the conclusion, interestingly enough, that he says, since it's perhaps a bracha levatala, he says, you're taking a chance, you're making a bracha levarach hasama Yisrael be'ava, and you might not be allowed to recite that bracha. So he says, since it's a bracha levatala on the line, we have to be machmir. And he assumes that even in a situation like that, where a person killed completely ba'ones, he would also not be allowed to duchen. So, when we talk about the halacha of a kohen, shaharagas hanefesh lo yisa es kapav, the Gemara says very clearly that he's not allowed to duchen. The question is, which guidelines fit into that haragas hanefesh? But simply speaking, we assume that a kohen shaharagas hanefesh is not allowed to duchen. So Tosis in Yevamos Da Vav writes two reasons why a kohen shaharagas hanefesh is not allowed to duchen. Number one, he says, because we have an extra special sensitivity when it comes to duchening. Duchening is a very special thing, it's something we cherish very much, and therefore someone who's a little bit contaminated, even if it's not really his fault, we're going to tell him, Chumra Yisera, you are not allowed to duchen. Second reason which Tosis says, which most of the Achronim pick up on, is because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Those same hands that went ahead and murdered someone should not be used as the same hands that are going to now offer bracha to somebody else at the same time. So that's what Tosus says. It's because of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Now the problem with that is that if you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's a famous sugya of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, where the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the Big Day Zav when he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. Why is he not allowed to wear the Big Day Zav? Because we know that Zav, the Egel HaZav, it's going to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the terrible Aver that we did in the Midbar, when we gave all of our gold and silver for the cause of the Egel HaZav. So therefore, the Kohen is not allowed to wear the Big Day Zav, because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Ask the Gemara, then how is the Kohen allowed to wear it when he does the Avodas Chutz? Also Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Why is he allowed to wear it there? So the Gemara says, no. The only time we're careful about Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger is when you're doing Avoda Lefnai V'Lefnim. So when the Kohen Gadol goes into the inner sanctum, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then we say, okay, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, don't wear the Big Day Zav. But when he's doing the Avodas Chutz, when he's not Lefnai V'Lefnim, so then we assume Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger doesn't apply because that's not Avodas Pnim. So if you follow that rule, so let's translate that over here. We have a Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh. He's not doing Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He's coming to Shul on Yom Tov. He wants a Duchen in front of the Shul. That's not Avod Lefnai V'Lefnim. Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger should not apply to a case like that. So how does Tosus tell us that the reason why Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh is not allowed to be Nosei Es Kapav is because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, seemingly that rule should not apply here at all? That's a major question. So the answer that some Achronim suggest, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says like this, and others say it as well, that no, there's a major difference. When we're talking about the Kohen Gadol wearing Big Day Zav, is that the same gold that they used back in the day for the Egel HaZav? Of course not. It's just that we have a hypersensitivity when we're Lefnai V'Lefnim, and not only are we going to tell you not to use the Chepzah Shel Aveira itself, but we're also going to tell you, don't do anything that's going to even remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever so slightly of an Aveira that was once done. But that's only, the hypersensitivity is only when you're Lefnai V'Lefnim. Since it's a hypersensitive place, so we have to take extra precautions. Hypersensitivity on our part. However, when you're Bachutz, we assume the hypersensitivity part, that doesn't apply. If you have something that's just going to remind you of an Aveira, that's okay. But if you have the Chefza Shalisser itself, you have the hands themselves that actually committed the murder, then we assume that those hands are not allowed to be used for the mitzvah, even if it's avodas chutz. Okay, is that clear? So that's what some of the Achronim assume. Along those lines, I saw as well, some Achronim explain, why is it that when we have the Parsha of Parah Aduma and Parsha Chukas, so the Parsha of Parah Aduma was said to Elazar, it wasn't said to Aaron. So the Mefarshim explained the reason why is because Aaron HaKohen was involved in the Egel, and the Parah Aduma was to be Mechaper on the Egel, so Aaron HaKohen, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, it doesn't make sense that Aaron should be involved. Therefore, the mitzvah was given to Elazar and not to Aaron. It's not Avodas Pnim. The Parah Aduma is not done inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Pnai V'Lefnim. Parah Aduma is done outside. So why do we have an issue of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? So the answer over there is the same. Aaron HaKohen's own hands were involved in the Egel HaZav. So if those are, so to speak, the Chepzah Shel Aveira, however you want to explain the mistake that Aaron HaKohen made. But bottom line, Aaron HaKohen's hands were involved in the Aveira, so then those same hands cannot be used to do the mitzvah. However, when we're talking about something that just is reminiscent of an Aveira, then we assume that such a thing like that was only a problem in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph. So now, what's the halacha, what's the status of a soldier who's fighting in the Israeli army, a Kohen, who unfortunately, I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, he has to sometimes be involved in killing people, right? When there's a task that needs to be done, and they call him up to do something, and unfortunately he has to be a murderer. So what can he do? He comes to shul the next day, he wants a duchen. So do we tell him, sorry, you're not allowed a duchen, you have blood on your hands, doesn't matter that it's the enemy blood, but still, you're not allowed a duchen. That's the question. So Rabbi Avad Yosef discusses this in a different shuvah, in Chelek Beis and Chavedas, where Moshe talks about it as well, and they have a few tzadim lahakel. Number one, they say that the Prisha on Shulchan Aruch writes, in Simakuf Chav Ches and Arachayim, the Prisha says that the only time this halacha applies, that Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh Lo Yisa Es Kapov, that's only in a case where he's Horeg Nefesh Yisrael. But if he's Horeg Nefesh Akum, this would not apply. It doesn't mean that we take the Nefesh Akum lightly. It just means that this particular halacha of Horeg Nefesh Yisrael, Eino Nosei Es Kapov, that is only applicable if he was Horeg Nefesh Yisrael and not if he was Horeg Nefesh Alakum. So that's Tziruf number one that they use the Hakel. Number two, they write, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham discusses this, the Mechaber as well. What if you have, unfortunately, you have a Moel who in the middle of his doing his Mila, he kills the baby. You have a hemophiliac baby, nobody knew about it, he does the bris, and now the baby dies. So would you say that Moel is not allowed to duchen anymore? Or do you say, what do you mean? He was doing a Dvar Mitzvah, he was doing what he was supposed to do, he wasn't negligent, he wasn't even an honest, it was nothing, it wasn't his fault at all. So do you assume he's allowed to duchen or not? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Nagos Maimini, that if you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, we assume that you are not considered a Horeges HaNefesh. So Rav Moshe writes, over here, you have an Israeli soldier who's going ahead and taking care of what he has to do. It's the Dvar Mitzvah, whether you call it a Mechames Mitzvah or not, he's doing what he's supposed to do for the best of Klal Yisrael. So therefore he says, the same way the Shulchan Aruch says that a Moel, if he unfortunately kills somebody by mistake, he's allowed to continue to duchen. So too over here, if you have a soldier who has to go ahead and do what he has to do, we assume also that he would be allowed to continue on in duchen as he normally used to. And third of all, Rav Moshe writes, a very interesting Tanya, Rav Moshe says, what's the whole reason why we say, Karn Shargis HaNefesh Lo Yisa Es Kapov? Because Enka Teger Nasas HaNeger. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean? Over here, you're going to call this army soldier, you're going to call him a kateger? He's an offensive person? He's the Sanegar, he's guarding over Klal Yisrael. How can you say, Ein kateger nasa Sanegar? That doesn't apply over here. So based on these three reasons, Rav Moshe assumes that a Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh, if he's a soldier in the army that's fighting a Mechames Mitzvah, or fighting to defend the best interest of Klal Yisrael, we would assume that he would be allowed to continue to duchen as usual. My father told me that Rav Soloveitchik disagreed. Rav Soloveitchik disagreed very strongly with Rav Moshe, and he felt that the Psukim tell us in Divrei Hayamim by David HaMelech, that David HaMelech, although all of his wars were involved in Mechemes Mitzvah, all the times that he was involved in murder, he was doing things because that was the Ratzon Hashem, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow him to build a Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Why don't you say he was involved in a Dvar Mitzvah, so we should allow him to continue to do what he wanted to do? He should build a Beis HaMikdash the same way he had dreamed his whole life. The answer is that even though he was involved in a Dvar Mitzvah, still, he was a murderer. So too bad. If you have dam on your hands, you are not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Psukim say in Divrei Hayamim by David HaMelech. So Soloveitchik felt that's the same over here. A murderer is a murderer. It doesn't matter if it was B'shogig, doesn't matter if it was Ba'onis, doesn't matter if it was L'Dvar Mitzvah. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch gives one specific case by a Moel, though that's different, because that's not really an act of murder. You didn't really do that with intent for murder. But over here, where a person does something with the intention of murder, perhaps, Rav Soloveitchik felt that we would not allow the Kohen to duchen, although he was doing something in the interest of Klal Yisrael and not in the interest of any personal feelings that he had toward a particular person. So let's just close with a very fascinating shiloh. The Gemara says in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Ches, Hamalvim Pnei Chaver Barabim Hareza Shofech Damin. That's what the Gemara says. If someone embarrasses somebody else in public, it's as if he has committed murder. Very interesting Gemara. How literally do we take that? So Tosus in Soita Daf Yud says that if you have, the same way we say for if somebody comes to you and he says, I'm going to kill you unless you kill him, so we say Yehareg Val Yaver. Right? Shvichas Damim is one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. You're not allowed to kill him. You have to let your own life be taken. Tosus extends it and he says, let's say somebody comes to me and says, I'm going to kill you unless you embarrass this person in public. So Tosus says, you have no right, we say Yehareg Val Yaver on that as well, because we take this Gemara Bav Metzia literally. Hamalvim Pnei Chaver Barabim HaReza Shofech Damim, it's as if you're killing him. And the same way if somebody tells you to kill someone else, you are not allowed to do so, you have to be able to give up your own life. So too Tosus extends that and he says, that if somebody asks you to be Malvim Pnei Chaver Barabim, you have no right to do it, and you must even give up your life as not to have to commit the Avera of Malvim Pnei Chaver Barabim. So the question is, Shlomo Zalman raises the question, should you assume that a kohen that was malvin p'nei chaver v'rabim is not allowed to duchin? The same way karen shargis ha-nefesh is not allowed to duchin, because we say yidechem damim aleihu. So if we take it so literally, and we assume that a malvin p'nei chaver v'rabim is ki'ilu yishofech damim, so perhaps we should assume that a kohen who's malvin p'nei chaver v'rabim also shouldn't be allowed to duchin. Very interesting question. So I was talking to my father about this week, and he felt that it's not really fair to make that jump. Yes, the Gemara says we take it very seriously. Amavim pnei chaver barabim is ki'ilu yishofech damim. We assume that it's a very serious aveira. It's not something that should be taken lightly. But if you think about what the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, and especially the way Tosis explains it, it's because en kategen asas haneger, your hands are the ones that committed the murder. Those hands are not allowed to give over the bracha. Well, that's not at all applicable to the din of malvim pnei chaver barabim. So he felt that although we consider it a very serious aveira, still we should assume that a malvim pnei chaver barabim would not be excluded from the din of birchas kohanim. We should all make a bracha on the thunder. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shekachol, gvirasam alei olam.